The U.S. government shutdown has entered its fourth week, prompting unions representing federal workers to intensify calls for Congress to pass a clean continuing resolution to reopen the government. The American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, the nation's largest federal workers union, has criticized the political deadlock, urging lawmakers to end the shutdown without additional policy riders. President Everett Kelly emphasized the urgency, stating, "It's time to pass a clean continuing resolution and end this shutdown today." The shutdown has left over 1.4 million federal employees without pay, including essential personnel such as TSA agents and air traffic controllers. Many workers are turning to food banks and community organizations for support. Additionally, the impasse threatens critical services like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, which serves millions of Americans. Despite the mounting pressure, Senate Democrats have blocked Republican-backed stopgap measures, demanding extensions to Affordable Care Act subsidies. Republicans, in turn, argue that the AFGE's stance strengthens their case, calling on Democrats to end what they label the Schumer shutdown. With no clear resolution in sight, unions continue to advocate for immediate action to restore government operations and provide relief to affected workers and the public.